Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me.
Waking up out there, it is Mindful Monday. Good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from. You're waking up with Linda Mac Chan, and it is Mindful Monday. This show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization that helps you reach your goals, education, workshops. But we focus on the young minds of our youth and community here. Today, our show is about celebrate and the importance of voting, and the most important thing, senior care. We'll have Mr. John Yee, the Assembly District candidate, on with us this evening to hear and share a little bit. But before we get going, I'd like to state this to you. You know, we mustn't be afraid of anything. It is important to remain firm in our convictions. That is a great deal of scheming and duplicity in the world. It is foolish to allow ourselves to be swayed by such things. It only leads to unhappiness. And again, number two, we must live vibrant with vibrant hope. Nothing is stronger than hope. Happiness belongs to those who never despair, no matter what. And we're celebrating Black history then, now, and forever. And we're going to talk about the importance of voting out there. And we're going to bring Mr. Yee on with you, our dynamic, dynamic candidate that's out there that's going to get the job done. But before we get going, I just want to play this song so that we can give us a few reminders here. And as my friend James Baldwin says, if you know from whence you came, there are absolutely no limitations of where you can go. We're going to listen to this, and then we're going to bring in our wonderful Mr. John Yee.
What would they say?
What would our leaders of old say when they see the news today? The activists, the artists, the writers, when they look at us and see our pain, what would they say?
What would they say? If they could feel our pain, if they were here today, what would Malcolm say? What would Martin say? If they could see our pain, what would Maya say? What would Nina say? They say, if we choose to fight, would Maya Angelou have a call to utter to help us rise up from this dark, painful gutter? What kind of story would James Baldwin write? And what speech could Martin Luther King preach to shed some light? That deals with all the heartache that we're going what through today. If they were here today,
they
oh, if they could feel our pain, I wanna know if they were here today. I wanna know. They say, if we choose to bend the knee, not even Richard Pryor would dare to crack a joke when he sees a man who was bound, cuffed and choked.
I can tell you what they would say. We're standing firm on the shoulders of those ancestors out there, and they would tell us to keep pushing out there. Support those who will support us in our communities, in our lives, and everything else. So this evening, I have the pleasure of bringing on my friend John Yee, who's running for Assembly District, for District Number 10, and this is the guy you want to listen to. John Yee, welcome in. We know you're busy. How are you doing this evening?
Thank you, Miss Linda McShann. Always good, busy, but always have time to be here with you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we appreciate you. I had to grab you. I know you're out there beating those sidewalks down, getting out there, meeting the people, moving amongst the people. I keep close contact with you. I watch your every mood. And listeners, I'm telling you, you know, we got a few days before we go to the polls. And March 5th is very important. That's the primary election. And that election places the nominated candidates on that ballot. And the candidates that are out there along with John Yee, you want to check that box, okay? You want to check that box. We have persons moving out here that's going to get the job done. And he is one that I support. Can't tell you what to do. Do your homework, pay attention, but we want to put those in the seat that's going to get the job done. So, John Yee, you know I'm over here pushing for you. I know we're going to talk about different things. You have so many platforms that you work on, but tonight we're going to talk about senior care. Give us a little background on you and give us some information that we need to be mindful of, and welcome in again. We love you.
Yeah, no, thank you, Linda, so much. You know, protecting and serving our seniors is actually one of the three major policy issues that we talk about a lot on our campaign. And for me, this is incredibly important. You know, I am a kid of an immigrant. My parents and my grandparents came to the U.S. in the 1970s from South Korea and built a life here and sort of raised me. And so, you know, I owe it to my ancestors. I owe it to my grandparents for really building the pathway for me. And so that's a big reason why I'm running, because I want to make sure people like my grandparents and their peers, seniors, are served as well. You know, something that we say in our campaign is that, you know, the state of affairs for our seniors is oftentimes the state of affairs for our society, right? If our seniors are thriving and living their best lives, then our society is strong and vibrant. And I think this is really, it's something that we all innately know, right? Because seniors rely on public goods, whether it's our sidewalks, parks, buses, health insurance. These are all state government programs that our seniors rely on. And so if they're suffering, if they're not getting access to these resources, then I think that's a really clear indication that our public system is broken. And so that is essentially why I'm running, because if not me fighting for my grandfather, who is going to fight for our grandfather? And, you know, I think one, you know, it's easy to say this is about dignity, which it is. This is about making sure our seniors are taken care of, which, you know, it is as well. But another issue about this is a pocketbook issue, ultimately, at the end of the day. You know, every family, once their parents are getting older, once their grandparents get older, we sit down around the table and have to figure out how do we pay for making sure our parents, our grandparents are taken care of. And so for me, it's not just about my parents, but also making sure that I'm able to take care of them, that the public is able to take care of them. And so for me, I think this is why making sure our seniors are taken care of is so important. And you know, Linda, you and I, we've hung out a number of times and talked about these issues. And really, you know, even speaking with you, you've informed me a lot about how we can be better when it comes to these issues. And so for our campaign, I want to sort of share for this call three things that I think our seniors need. First and foremost, we need to give our seniors and our families, where our seniors are part of, the ability to age in place and with dignity. What do I mean by that? You know, when my grandparents got older, you know, we couldn't find care for them. And so actually at one point we had to think about putting them in a nursing home or find someone to move in with my grandfather specifically so that he can be taken care of. And the state of California actually has a program for this. It's called the In-Home Supportive Services Program. And it pays family members to be caretakers. But the system is fundamentally broken. And it's not just seniors. Even families with children with disabilities, they take advantage of this program. So again, our members, our family members, people we love can be taken care of at home, not at some facility outside of our home. Something else that we can make sure our seniors age in place is making sure we're building housing that is actually dedicated for seniors. Right, a bachelor pad for, you know, 20, 30-year-old needs are going to be completely different from a senior, you know, who wants to live in a community. So making sure we are investing in multi-generational housing, in senior housing, and building for them is going to be important. The second issue that we're talking about for our seniors is mobility and independence. This is something I saw with my grandfather, right? He was, every day he would walk to the local McDonald's to hang out with his friends. But if he lived in a part of L.A. where he had to drive, which he wasn't able to, he would be pretty much stuck in his house the entire day. So what are we doing to make sure our seniors are also interconnected with the larger community? So things like making sure we have shade at our bus shelters, public parks and neighborhoods with dense senior populations are going to be key. You know, something that I want to make sure is how do we ensure dignified, free mobility for all seniors, right? So things like fare-free transit, pedestrian infrastructure that is dignified for seniors, you know, funding community shuttle buses or van services so our seniors can go not only to their hospital appointments, not only to grocery stores, but also to meet up with friends, family, to build a social life. But none of that is possible if people are stuck and isolated. And this isn't just senior issues. I think this is most, especially in a city like a Los Angeles, where you need to have a car to really get anywhere. I think people who do not have cars, cannot drive, find themselves more isolated. So how do we change that? And I think it is a role of government to be able to broaden people's horizons and access to transportation. And then finally, the last thing we're talking about is how do we keep our seniors safe? You know, the communities that you and I live are incredibly dense communities. We have a lot of people bustling around the streets. And at the same time, you know, there's been some uptick in assault, especially of our seniors in our neighborhoods. So how do we ensure safe passages for our seniors so they can walk in the streets with safety and dignity? And there have been really innovative ways a lot of community groups have been doing it. And so some community groups have been doing what they're calling safe passages projects, so where they get funding from the state, and what they do is they literally put community members and pay them to be in areas where there are, you know, a lot of busy public spaces where people are bustling, moving around back and forth, figuring out what are the routes that a lot of our seniors take and making sure people are stationed there to answer questions, to look out, and have a general feeling of safety for our seniors. And then the last thing I would add for, you know, keeping our seniors safe is how do we provide legal assistance for our seniors? And especially for our district, we have a lot of seniors that are monolingual, non-English speaking. We have a lot of seniors who don't have experience or confidence or even are intimidated from working with state government. And so how do we sort of bridge that gap? So multilingual legal assistance for seniors who experience elder fraud, which is a major issue in so many of our communities. Seniors who face abuse. Seniors who are facing illegal evictions. As we know, the housing crisis is incredibly difficult here in Los Angeles. So these are all different areas where I think the government really needs to play a leading role in making sure our seniors are served. You know, and at the end of the day, this is not just issues for those people over there, oftentimes, as people like to think. We will all be seniors one day, right? And so we are planning not just for our parents, our grandparents, but we are planning for ourselves. And so if we build the systems today that uplift and serve our seniors, we are ultimately building systems that uplift and serve ourselves. So it is in all of our interests to make sure our seniors are taken care of. But it begins with making sure we have public servants who understand this experience, right, and have family experience with the lived experience. And that is me, and that is what I hope to bring to the State Assembly if I run. So if you would love to learn more about our campaign, you can go to www.johnforassembly.com. And again, my name is John Yee, and I'm a candidate for the California State Assembly, District 54. Thank you, Linda.
Well, you know what? Thank you, because I knew that you would get on. You have so many platforms, and it is very, very important for senior dignity and ability for housing to be built for seniors, and that that the mobility and independence. And I've shared some experiences as we talked about. And the most important thing that I find, John, is that we need advocacy for our seniors. Okay, we definitely have to have advocacy, because the medical community and many other communities out there, a lot of times doctors, they forget their oath. Okay, they take them, but they forget them. And through my personal experience, I've experienced some things of this nature that has opened up my eyes. And I am so appreciative of you and your platform and what you're out there about, because it all encompasses everything, the transportation, the mobility, and more so the safety for those who are moving around out there. And as persons like yourself, yes, that we're going to put on that ballot. See, it's very important, people, to vote in the primary, because that places that right candidate. And you've heard John Yee, you form your own opinion. I already have mine, but I can say that he is the one that's getting the job done. He's out there. He's just not moving into a community, claiming one and talking about one. I mean, he's out and about. He's out there mixing with the people. He's asking, he's meeting, he's getting the concerns out there. You want someone that's going to have all of your concerns in mind. So, John Yee, we appreciate you coming with us. I know you're busy.
Thank you.
Busy out there. And I want to put that website out again, and that is www.johnforassembly.com. for, give us the website again that they can go check you out further.
It's www.johnforassembly.com, spelled F-O-R. And Linda, if I may end with this, oftentimes I think people think of our seniors as someone, as populations we have to do something for, we have to serve, we have to do something on behalf. But the reality is our seniors are historians. They are the ones who understand our communities the best. They themselves have power. And so it's just a matter of listening to our seniors, bringing them to the table, and then letting them tell us what their needs are. And so that is the way we need to legislate. We need to be listening to the community, not making assumptions or trying to be someone's protector. Seniors are their own protectors. It's just a matter of making sure that their voices are heard and they're at the table.
Yes. Well, you know what? You know how I feel about that. And we've talked about that. So that's in the makings. That will be happening. And persons like yourself getting in the spots where we have that advocacy and that voice for the people is what is really, really needed. We appreciate you, John. Keep up the good work. And again, I thank you for taking out time in your busy, busy schedule to come on and care and share with us here. And I'll be seeing you around. I'm not going to hold you because I know you're plugging out there. John Yee for Assembly District, and we are District 10 here. But it just doesn't stop here. He's for everyone in every district and every person out there. Keep him in mind. That's John Y.I. John Yee. Do your research. Go to the website and see the persons that are out here willing to move with you and for you and get the job done. John, we love you. Please have a lovely evening.
Thank you. I love you too, Linda. Good night, y'all.
Thank you. Good night, John. Good night, good night. John Lee, listen, listen up. That's right. It is a way that we can do that. And like James Baldwin said, if you know from whence you came, there are absolutely no limitations to where you can go. And keep this in mind and be mindful. No one is better than you. But remember also, you are not better than anyone out there. We have to keep moving. You know, we're dealing with attitudes, assumptions, avoidance, and non-action. But those things will never outmatch the universal protocols of kindness, K-I-N-D-N-E-S-S. That takes you a long way, and it starts with you. It moves inside out. You know, our statement here is when you light a candle for another, your path becomes brighter, okay? Let's be the sun out here. Let's beam with blindness, happiness, love, and kindness. It's very important. And especially our topic tonight was that senior care. We must take care of the seniors because, as John Yee said, we too will be in that category. So we might as well set it up now. We have to advocate out there. We have to keep in mind they are the historians, okay? They are the pioneers that made it possible for us to do what we do. That's why we're celebrating, and we celebrate then, now, and forever, our ancestors whose shoulders that we stand on for the firmness and to keep it going out there. You're waking up with Linda McShann. This is Mindful Monday. Tomorrow we'll be telling it Tuesday out there. But in order for you to keep in shape and keep moving with us, I'm going to speak this health talk. You know, for those diabetics out there, you know, your medication's not working, you want to listen to Dr. Glenda Davis. She will have a master class on February 29th. That's a free online master class. And the medications are not changing anything. You want to listen to Dr. Davis because she will give you the method of unlearning, to relearn, to understand how you can live again. Dr. Glenda Davis, and that website is www.exposingdiabetes.com. That masterclass is February 29th. Look out for it. Register. Get you a seat. You're going to be in for a rude awakening. She tells the truth. The truth and nothing but the truth. And again, I'm going to throw it out there. I have to keep this on you. We must live with vibrant hope. Nothing is stronger than hope. Happiness belongs to those who never despair, no matter what. We don't defeat. We don't believe in it. We don't retreat. We're happy, bright, and light. And we take you with us out here. And we have to be victorious. We have to be victors in everything that we do, starting with ourselves first. It's an inside job, okay? But kindness is the word that I'm going to leave with you today, because without kindness, there can be nothing out there but evil and hatred. So I'm going to play a few songs for you and tell you to tune in tomorrow. You're waking up with Linda McShann. It is Mindful Monday. Be mindful out here. And go to the ballots, do your research, vote. Vote is very important, and your voice does matter. If you think I'm lying about it, check it out. Okay, we love you. I'm going to meet with you out here and tell you to have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
It would be easier to take the wet from water.
Listen real closely.
I took a walk
fearless out there, and I'm going to repeat my earlier quote from my mentor, Dr. Sakuri Tata. We mustn't be afraid of anything. It is important to remain firm in our conviction. There's a great deal of scheming and duplicity in the world. It is foolish to allow ourselves to be swayed by such things. It only leads to unhappiness, and that is not what it's about here. We have to remain happy, bright, and right. We have to elevate ourselves so that we can elevate others out there. And those who are voiceless, we have to use our voices. Use what you have. Remember, the voice does the work, okay? And be mindful. Don't listen to the words. Don't listen to what you see, or don't pay attention to what you see. It is the behavior of an individual that really shows their character, and we must be people of great character. As I tell my youth out here, step into your greatness and stay there, but don't forget to take others with you. We must elevate ourselves, uplift each other out there, no matter what, and we cannot have any fear while we're doing it, okay? You know, I play these old school songs because they have a message. Listen up, listen up. Stay woke out there, stay observant, but more so, stay kind. It's all about the in and the out, the elevation, and lifting one another up. We're here to do it. Remember the shoulders that we're standing on here. We're celebrating Black history then, now, and forever. It's always here. As I tell the young adults, don't worry about them removing the school books off the shelves. You are the book. Let them put on their glasses and read your pages. We love you.
Collaborate.
They want it.
We give, showing others how to live.